بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية قال جابر: كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بذات الرقى إلى آخر الحديث. Still in this chapter of having yaqeen, full conviction on all the realities, the things that we believe in, Allah Ta'ala, Akhirat, Qabr, Jannah, Jahannam, etc. And to have full trust on Allah, Tawakkul. With regard to that, we are reading the fifth hadith in the chapter, which is the 78th hadith in the kitab. And the riwayat we read yesterday of Hazrat Jabir, another aspect of the same expedition is also explained. In another narration it comes that Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum said, "Kunna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bidhati viqa." That we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that expedition battle which came to be known as Dhatul Riqa. One of the reasons for that is Riqa are rags, that they walked with bare feet. They did not have shoes also. And the feet became cracked, etc., walking on the sand and that. And with rags they found that they fastened it. Of course, there were no bandages and all that. And they did not take any rest from that. They just fastened it and carried on in the mission in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. According to some riwayat, that also refers to a mountain that was known as the Riqa, and therefore that battle came to known as the Battle of Riqa, where that mountain was. In any case, they were with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as we read in the previous narration on their return, فَإِذَا أَتَيْنَا عَلَى شَجَرَةٍ ذَلِيلَةٍ تَرَكْنَاهَا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it was time to take Qailula, the afternoon rest, we came to a place and there was a nice shady tree, and we left that tree for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make his Qailula to rest there under. While Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, as we read yesterday, فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And then one person of the polytheists, the idolaters, a Bedouin came. وسيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معلق بالشجرة. And the sword of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hanging on the tree. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hanged it there while he was taking his sleep. فَاخْتَرْتَهُ. That person took and seized that sword, and then he stood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the unsheathed sword. And he said, فَقَالَ تَخَافُنِي. Do you fear me? I'm standing now with the sword over you. Have you got fear for me? God, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La, I have no fear whatsoever. That is that yaqeen that Allah is there, Allah is in control of everything, and that full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Just as we read in the previous ayats, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going to be thrown in the fire, at that time also he refused help from anyone and everyone besides Allah Ta'ala. And he put his full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah's help also came accordingly. Here also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No, I don't fear you. When we have our yaqeen on Allah and trust on Allah, then a person doesn't fear anyone or anything. فَقَالَ Then he told, فَمَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي. Then who can protect you now from me? You are caught unawares, you are lying down, I'm standing over you with the sword. I have full control outwardly according to his thinking over you. So who can protect you from me? قال الله. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will protect me. That is that yaqeen we must have at any and all times. Even if we have somebody who wants to kidnap us, or somebody who wants to rob us, we have intruders in the house. If we have this yaqeen, we will see the help of Allah coming also. But unfortunately, at those times, we become blank. We think of making an emergency call. We think of getting the security to help us. If we turn our attention to Allah, then no problem, we ask help from somebody. But first our yaqeen, and we have to turn to Allah. And then we will see we won't even need anyone else's help. If we have got that yaqeen, and this whole chapter in this kitab is to bring these qualities within us, that we make this effort, that these qualities come within us. وفي رواية أبي بكر الإسماعيلي في صحيحه. And in another narration, the same incident is explained, and various other aspects are explained in there. قال من يمنعك مني. When the person asks, who will protect, who will save you from me, who can help you now against me, قال الله. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will help me. As soon as he said that, قال فسقط السيف من يده. The sword just fell from his hand. He had his hand, he was not paralyzed or anything, but Allah made it that the sword fell down from his hand. فأخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السيف. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up the sword. And now the sword was in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person was awe-stricken now. And he was a person who had no trust in Allah, who did not believe in Allah also. فقال, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him now, مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي? Who is going to protect you and save you from me? Now I've got the sword in my hand, and you are at my mercy, and you are now subjected to me. Who will protect you? فَقَالَ كُنْ خَيْرَ آخِذٍ. Then that person said, you are in control, be good in what you have control under you. What you are controlling, it is fully in your hands now. I've got no defense whatsoever, and I just plead for your kindness, you treat me well. فقال, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله. Give evidence that Allah, that there is only one Allah, nobody besides Allah, and all power belongs to Allah. Trust in Allah, have full yaqeen in Him, and that I am the Rasul of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala la, he says, no, I don't believe in that. He refused to believe even at that time. وَلَكِنِّي أُعَاهِدُكَ أَلَّا أُقَاتِلَكَ وَلَا أَكُونَ مَعَ قَوْمٍ يُقَاتِلُونَكَ. But I promise you, and I make a solid pledge with you, that I will not fight against you, and whoever fights against you, I won't be on their side. I won't aid them. So though he did not accept Islam also, and he made this pledge, فَخَلَّى سَبِيلَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let him go. And in a nice way, he didn't take any revenge from him. He didn't hurt him in any way. He didn't abuse him in any way. He just let him go. فَأَتَى أَصْحَابَهُ. Then he went and he returned to his people, his clan, his community. فَقَالْ جِئْتُكُمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ. And he says, I've come to you from the best of mankind. That I had full control over him, but he had full trust in Allah, he did not fear me. And I couldn't do anything. When he had full control over me, and I had nobody to protect me, because he did not believe in Allah, he did not turn to Allah, and I did not even accept Islam and his kalima. But then too, he did not rebuke me or anything. He let me go, so I returned from the best of all mankind. According to narrations, later he accepted Islam also. With the good akhlaq and character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam. And here also we see that Islam was never ever forced on anyone by the sword. There is all the propaganda of the enemies of Islam that they forced people to accept Islam. Never was Islam forced on anyone. It was left on their own will and choice. And they saw the good character of the Muslims, and that made them accept Islam. May Allah also bless us with that good character, and may we also become the means of people coming into the fold of Islam, and by our ways it should not be that we are causing people to keep away, and in fact people leaving Islam. We should be careful of that we are not the cause of that. And the main thing of with regard regard to this chapter, that we have that full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala and the full trust. And for that, we know we are deficient, very deficient in that. We have to make effort for that. And that is a continuous effort which comes by the effort of what we call the khalqa effort. The zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and remembering Allah Ta'ala, then this will come into us and we'll have these qualities. May Allah bless us all with it.